Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jones bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. John Berlauer is our guest. John, you're with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Tell us about it.
Well, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org is our website. We've been around for 30 years in the Beltway, not of the Beltway, and we believe our motto is regulate the regulators, that Congress should have approval of these regulations that cost the economy so much. They should be able to, have the authority and responsibility to vote these rules up and down once the regulatory agency goes, and then people can judge, members of Congress on that.
Absolutely. CEI.org, folks, check it out. Our good buddy Wayne Cruz is over there, and he joins us on a regular basis. So we're talking now about cryptocurrency, which is Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. There are a number of others, aren't there?
There are, yeah. There's Litecoin, Ethereum is the big thing, and just a bunch of other types of currencies. One of the things that's happening is you have these things like what they're calling initial coin offerings.
ICOs.
Yes. You trade one type of cryptocurrency for another and things like that. So it just depends, and whether they have a function on their own as far as outside value and
I think
whatever.
Right now, though, a cryptocurrency is, as I think Bitcoin right now is very much like a Ponzi scheme.
I'm not sure I would say.
Think about where it was a year ago. Look at where it is right now. And here's what you got to understand. I think Wall Street is a Ponzi scheme too, though. See,
right. I mean, you could certainly say there's
yeah.
There's
a, I mean, I mean, think about this
bubble, and there
the,
could be, and there
the stock
be
market went up 10%.
Yes.
After the election, went up 10%, and nothing new was that we knew nothing new about the value of the stocks.
Right, but speculation is inherent in these markets, and people are looking at the future, and they're seeing things like a faster payment system, other things. So
right.
that's all built into this. Now the funny thing is that what this is doing is it's preventing it from being used at the present time as a currency, because who wants to pay like a Bitcoin for a pizza, a couple years ago, when that Bitcoin, could double or triple in value.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Of course, you can get less than you can get small pieces of Bitcoins, but what I'm seeing happening, John, my prediction is that over the next 5 to 10 years, maybe less, the underlying currency of Bitcoin, I don't know about the others, the blockchain and the distributed ledgers. That is going to, I think Bitcoin is going to collapse under its own weight. I think there'll be something really ugly. I hope it doesn't create too much of a turmoil. I think Bitcoin right now is a tulipomania kind of a thing. You got to admit,
well,
that's pretty close.
Bitcoin very well may, but I think crypto, even if Bitcoin, no matter what the fate of Bitcoin, I think cryptocurrency is here to stay.
I don't disagree with that at all. But the technology, what I believe more than anything, though, is the technology, the blockchain and the distributed ledgers. In my opinion, I'm predicting, I've been for a year now, I've been calling those, the technology under the cryptocurrency, I've been calling that the next internet class disruption on the horizon. What do you think?
I think that's very true. I mean, the best analogy I've heard of blockchain is it's like if you pass around a dollar and everybody signs the dollar. I mean, literally that's the chain. So you knew everywhere. I mean, the dollar traveled. And the funny thing is that somebody was when Senator Manchin was complaining about Democrat of West Virginia, that we actually talked about banning Bitcoin because it's used, maybe used with the transaction, said Congressman Paulus, who's also a Democrat from Colorado, said, well, if you really want something that's anonymous, you'd use a dollar bill.
Right. Right. Well, I do believe, though, when I talk about the underlying technology, I'm talking about it's going to be the next major internet class disruption, irrespective of what it's doing for currency. Last thoughts.
That could be very true. I mean, it has applications beyond currency, and you've got insurance companies now looking at it, certainly, and financial services, others.
Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Please, I love being on. CEI.org is our website.
There you go, CEI.org. John Berlau, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We always love having John on the show. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.